Chapter 42, Nebuchadnezzar's 7 years of madness. This chapter is based on. After Nebuchadnezzar's dream of the great image, his mind had been profoundly influenced by the thought that the Babylonian Empire was finally to fall. At last all earthly kingdoms were to be superseded by a kingdom set up by God. Nebuchadnezzar's noble conception of God's purpose concerning the nations was lost sight of later, yet when his proud spirit was humbled on the plain of Dura, he once more acknowledged that God's kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. He had an innate sense of justice and right, and God was able to use him as an instrument for the punishment of the rebellious and for the fulfillment of the divine purpose. As he added nation after nation to the Babylonian realm, he added more and more to his fame as the greatest ruler of the age. It was not surprising that the successful, proud-spirited monarch should be tempted to turn aside from the path of humility, which alone leads to true greatness. Between his wars of conquest, he gave much thought to the beautifying of his capital, until the city of Babylon became the golden city, the praise of the whole earth. His success in making Babylon one of the wonders of the world ministered to his pride, until he was in grave danger of spoiling his record as a ruler whom God could use. In mercy, God gave the king another dream to warn him of his peril. In vision, Nebuchadnezzar saw a great tree, its top towering to the heavens and its branches stretching to the ends of the earth. Flocks and herds enjoyed shelter beneath its shadow, and birds built their nests in its boughs. And all flesh was fed of it. As the king gazed upon the tree, he saw a watcher, even an holy one, who approached the tree and in a loud voice cried, "Hew down the tree, and cut off his branches, shake off his leaves, and scatter his fruit. Nevertheless, leave the stump of his roots in the earth, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beasts in the grass of the earth, let his heart be changed from man's, and let a beast's heart be given unto him, and let 7 times pass over him. This matter is by the decree of the watchers, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will."